Now, here are Don Ameche and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon is Over. The Dickersons have retired. Poor husband John, a chronic insomniac and suffering from Grunter's disease, struggles during an acute attack of his ailment, while Blanche Dickerson attempts to describe his symptoms over the phone to Dr. Hersey. Listen.
This is worse than ever, Dr. Hersey. Can't you come over?
Mrs. Dickerson, it's almost 3 o'clock. I'm sure his condition isn't critical. I'll come over in the morning.
But he might recover by morning. I wouldn't want that to happen.
What?
Wait a minute. I'll carry the phone into the bedroom and you can hear what John's going through.
Just when I'm raising a mustache. Pull out every hair.
That's too bad. You caused me enough suffering. I'd rather lose your mustache than lose my sleep.
What's the matter with you, Blanche? What's the matter?
I just can't stand it anymore, John. Night after night, I walk the floors and get into a state because you snarl and growl and snore and whine like a bulldozer. Is it any wonder I'm so irritable and ill-tempered? Dr. Hersey won't encourage me or try to improve my nature and buoy me up. Who will help me?
Nature boy.
Very funny. Oh, you're so funny, John Dickerson.
I'm not funny. I'm sleepy.
But what about me? I haven't slept for so long, I'm a nervous wreck. I bury my head under the pillows to shut up your snoring. And when I get up every morning, I have a cramp in my collarbone.
Rub it with chicken fat.
Rub it with chicken fat. You and your stupid remedies. Lot, you care what I go through.
Blanche, put out the light.
I will not. How would you like to go through life with a constant pain in the neck?
Well, I took you for better or worse. Yet to come.
That's right. Pile it on. Tell people I forced you into this marriage. Did I ever run after you?
Blanche, I want to sleep.
I did everything I could to discourage you, and you know it. Did I accept you the first time you proposed?
No.
Why not?
Because you weren't there.
You wouldn't have the nerve to propose to anybody else. You sure took advantage of my innocence and youth.
Oh, don't give me that youth stuff. You were no chicken.
I must have been, or I never would have picked up a worm like you.
Why don't you go to sleep?
It's a different story now, isn't it? Never a kind word. Never a sign of affection. Never a good night kiss. And to think you used to kiss me every time I turned around.
I never kissed you when you turned around.
I've been a trusting fool all these years. I should have known you don't love me, and you never did.
I did, too. I mean, I do, too.
You don't.
Oh, Blanche, I love you.
You're lying. Swear you love me.
I hope I drown in a pool of bourbon if I'm lying.
There's the answer to all our problems. You think more of a bottle of bourbon than you do of me. It's true, isn't it, John?
What's true?
You're in love with a bottle of bourbon.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Go on, say it. I can stand the truth. Just give it to me straight.
It's better with soda.
Don't try and twist things around. You know you indulge more than it is absolutely necessary. No other wife would put up with a thing like that.
Now, just a minute, Blanche. I resent that.
I don't care.
You're going to accuse me of being selfish or inconsiderate or anything else. But drinking is not one of my failures.
No, it's one of your few successes.
That's not true. I don't drink more than any six men you know. Now, you trap me into that. Only reason I use bourbon is because the doctor prescribed it. He said I would stop snoring if I took a jigger of bourbon and two aspirin every night.
That's not what you do, though.
Yes, it is.
It is not. You're 6 months behind on the aspirin and 2 years ahead on the bourbon.
Well, aspirin gives me a headache.
You'd better listen to me, John. We'd get along beautifully if you'd take a me once in a while. If there's an extra dollar in the house, it goes for your pleasure. Only 2 weeks ago, you had your life insured for $10,000.
What about it?
You're always thinking of yourself.
Thinking of myself? Now, what kind of idiotic talk is that, Blanche? If I die, you get the $10,000.
You know perfectly well you have no intention of dying. You only got your life insured to tantalize me.
I'll drop dead in the morning.
You say it, but you won't do it.
What's the matter with you? You realize what you're saying?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Just calm down. Try to get some sleep.
Can't sleep. I'm too upset. You can't stand the sight of me, can you, John?
I can stand it fine.
I'd like to hear you talk that way to Gloria Goose.
Now, don't start with Gloria Goose.
Anybody could look pretty with the money she spends on clothes. Oh. Every time her husband wants a kiss, he has to buy her a dress. Believe me, you're lucky you've got a cheap wife like me. Oh. If you were married to Gloria Goosey, you'd have to pay her for kisses.
I'm not married to her, and I get them for nothing. I hate Gloria Gooseby, and I'm warning you, Blanche, if I ever hear you mention her name again, I'll...
That's right. Hit me. You've done everything else.
Blanche, will you please put out the lights? I have to get up so early in the morning. Good night.
Are you angry, John?
No, I'm just sick.
You hate me?
You know I do.
What?
I mean, I don't hate you. Blanche, what's the matter with you tonight? What have you done?
I've been so upset I forgot to give you something that came for you yesterday.
A letter?
Special delivery and registered. It was addressed to you and marked strictly personal and private.
Oh. What did it say?
You needn't be so snide about it, John. I wouldn't have read it, but I accidentally steamed it open while I was pouring myself a cup of tea.
Let me see it.
You can read it in the morning. Go to sleep.
I want to read it right now. Put the lights on and give it to me.
Oh, all right. Here it is.
Oh, from the government.
Good night, John.
Mr. John Bickerson, sir, in checking your return for 1946, we find you have overpaid your tax and closed fine check for $76.50 to cut... Well, say, what a break. I finally... Blanche. Where's the check? Don't act sleepy now. What did you do with my $76?
I bought a beautiful Evans handbag. It's shark skin, trimmed with snake skin, and it matches my calf skin shoes.
$76 for a shark skin snake? Pay it back, you hear me?
Oh, I'm screaming.
How could you squander my hard-earned money like this? I deny myself everything. I've been cutting the straps off your old garter belts and wearing them for both sides. I had my feet half-soled in a blacksmith just to save on shoes. I don't even drink my bourbon anymore. I just lick the label and stick my nose on a light stop. I don't spend a nickel on myself.
You bought a new watch chain yesterday.
What watch chain? The slipper came off my pants. No.
Please?
Ugh, what's the use?
Can I keep the bag, John?
Oh, I slave and sweat to keep body and soul together, deprive myself of every tiny luxury to try and make both ends meet. It isn't worth it. One fell swoop squanders 2 years' savings. What has a man got to live for? Wish I had the courage to. Maybe I will. Life means nothing anymore. It's one thing to do.
John!